Welcome to Bell Podcast, powered by IBN. This original audio production delivers market and sector insights, as well as exclusive interviews with innovative executives shaping the future in fast-moving industries, and may feature a client partner of IBN or one of the 60-plus investor-focused brands within IBN's dynamic brand portfolio. As a multifaceted financial news and publishing company, IBN leverages its extensive distribution network, utilizing multiple proprietary corporate communication tools to introduce both public and private companies to a vast and diverse audience of investors, consumers, influencers, journalists, and other targeted segments of the public. IBN may have received compensation to produce this audio content. Please be sure to read IBN's entire disclaimers for full disclosures. Now sit back, relax, and enjoy the next revelatory episode of IBN's Bell to Bell podcast.
Welcome back, everybody, and thanks so much for making us part of your day as well as part of your due diligence as we shine a spotlight on another smart and fresh play out there in the market today, and that is Golden Triangle Ventures Incorporated. They're currently traded on the OTC under the ticker symbol GT. VH, that's Georgia Tango Victory Hotel, and we are speaking to the president of Golden Triangle Ventures Incorporated, and that is Stefan Dalsgaard. Stefan, welcome to the show, and thanks so much for making time for us.
Sure, thank you so much for having me.
Absolutely. So let's talk about the business model and the markets that you operate in first.
Sure. Golden Triangle Ventures is basically a public company. We're a conglomerate of holdings. We have operations in the health and the technology space. And our recent focus is now the entertainment space. We basically, over the past couple of years, we've been developing a project, which is a development of a company we formed called Destino Ranch. Destino Ranch is going to be eventually it'll turn into a 630-acre park. We bought 70 acres recently, and I partnered with one of the largest event developers in the country, which was ABI Create. And we've gone out and co-developed a project called Destino Ranch, which will ultimately become a tourist attraction, art installation, music festival venue, and really a destination center. It's about an hour outside of Las Vegas. What I did is I put Marco, who's the president of ABI Create, and I appointed him as the president and partner of Lavish Entertainment, which is our company that's held as a wholly owned subsidiary of Golden Triangle Ventures. So Lavish Entertainment is developing Destino Ranch, and it's a flagship project. It's one of the biggest projects of my life, and that's been the main focus in the company. Following that, we do have operations in health and entertainment. I've got a very exciting plan for those divisions, but right now the focus is developing Destino Ranch. We've got 70 acres. We're in the process of getting our project initially developed, cleaned up, and ready for our phase one development, which is super exciting.
It really is. And I learned about this whole project by visiting investorbrandnetwork.com. I clicked on the clients tab, and there in alphabetical order, I found Golden Triangle Ventures Incorporated. And right below that, we see the investment considerations. And there's been a lot going on. I mean, right here, March 2024, throughout the investment considerations, they're peppered there. Now you can also go to Golden Triangle Inc. That's INC.com to learn more about the company. Well, Stefan, you are the president of the company. Let's learn about what brought you here to this point, being the president of Golden Triangle Ventures and any other key members of the team around you.
Sure. Well, eventually, I would say to start with Lavish Entertainment, that was our main focus in 2020, 2021. COVID really hurt our entertainment business. After COVID, we got back into promoting shows and throwing concerts. We organized one of the largest music festivals in Las Vegas on New Year's Eve in 2021 into 2022. And we did one of the greatest jobs our company's ever done. We booked Area 15. We had a 10-stage event one night, over 100 artists. It was a Burning Man style event with Burning Man cars, and we had fireworks going off on top of Area 15. Everything that could have gone wrong went wrong, but we pulled it off under all odds. And thanks to ABI Create and Marco's team, we really got to know each other and learn how we work together. And after the event, we decided to get out of the promotion of events, and we decided to build our own venue and become the venue. We knew that if we owned our own venue, we'd be the house that could not only support other events, but we could also host our own events and really own the infrastructure, own the sound, own the production, own the art, own the bars and the restaurants and the village with camping and glamping and eventually a hotel. And we put a plan in place to really develop one of the greatest venues and entertainment spaces in the world. That's my vision. And 2 years ago, we were looking at acquiring Sahara Event Center as building out a stadium. We shifted gears after our Playa Playground Festival to really building a festival venue. It got even more exciting because Marco's background was in Burning Man and helping develop and build and assemble and disassemble large art. So he was the largest camp at Burning Man. He was the lead developer for the pyramids, Playa Alchemist. And when I brought Marco in, we made this plan to build a hub, not only for festivals and tourists, but to build one of the largest art installations in the world, where all these great creators from Burning Man, for example, can come and store their art and showcase their art year round and sell their art and create their art and really create a city with not just attractions, but art, but shops and restaurants, bars, a village, camping, glamping, and all sorts of amenities, and really develop something that's not only state of the art, but unlike anything in the world that's ever been created. And that's our plan for Destino Ranch. We've got one of the best teams in the world that's helping us develop this. We've secured an unbelievable venue so far, the 70 acres we secured. It's actually 68 acres, but the venue we currently own it's amazing. It's in a beautiful, beautiful location, an hour outside of Vegas, and it's got about $3 million in infrastructure upgrades currently done to the property. It's got the permits, it's got the roads, the grading, the septic, the wells, the 600 fruit trees. It's beautiful. And so we're going to develop this into something incredible. We've got to, we've got a plan to buy another 500 plus acres, but it's going to be a little mini city when the time we're done. So very exciting.
Yeah, it really sounds like it. It sounds like an oasis there out there. And that sounds so fun and a great location for a venue like you're talking about. Well, multiple venues like you're talking about. I love hearing about the glamping and the camping. That sounds super fun. And it always goes hand in hand, as we've seen with other places like Burning Man and how people want to take a festival and turn it into a vacation. And I think that's a great time and timing for this right now. So speaking of timing, let's talk about what's going on for your company here in 2024. Dateline, we're speaking here in April of 2024, and I know you've got some big things to announce.
I do, and super exciting things have happened. First step, we appointed Marco as the new president of Lavish. So he's now my president of Lavish Entertainment, which is our entertainment company under Golden Triangle. Secondly, we secured a land use and development agreement to operate, develop, and use the land. Then we secured a purchase agreement to purchase it. And then we retained a company called Cyan Consulting. And Cyan Consulting has helped companies raise over $4 billion. They're a big company that basically assists with the development of business plans, feasibility studies, revenue modeling, projections, and really financial structuring for our offering to help capitalize this entire project. So they're walking us through a number of different opportunities to really get this project off the ground. And they've been a strong backbone in our company to assist the development. We've got a lot to do as well. One of the recent components we've put in place, and one of the most exciting components, is the acquisition of ABI Create, which is Marco's company. ABI Create has done, they've worked for major festivals and events such as Super Bowl, Bonnaroo. They've done NASCAR, Comic-Con. They've developed Camp EDC and EDC. They've developed major festivals around the country. And we just acquired ABI Create. And it's very exciting because ABI Create will now become an internal production management firm for Lavish Entertainment that will work directly with our team to help develop and assist all projects and productions and all art installations that we have, not only on our ranch, but also on other projects we might work together on that might complement our business plan. So having ABI Create inside of Lavish not only complements Lavish to build Lavish Entertainment into a conglomerate company, but it also sets the stage for us to begin talking about all the other complementary assets and resources that ABI Create has that work synergistically with Lavish Entertainment. So this acquisition of ABI Create was equally as strong and impressive for our company and powerful for our company than anything we've ever done. I think it really sets the stage for what's coming. So very exciting things.
I love how you finished that, because that's what we want to talk about. So from an operational standpoint, as the president of the company, as you look forward to the end of 2024 and throughout the summer of 2024, what are some of the operational goals that you'd like to see your company achieve?
One of the things I want to get off the ground is I want to get our phase one development off the ground. We basically have a plan to complete our engineering, our site build, our concept, and get the site prepared and developed So it's ready to start doing events, and it's ready to start bringing people through the door to see the phase one art installation that we have. Now, our project is right off the freeway, and 22,000 cars pass our venue roughly on average every single day. So we believe that we have a strong plan to drive a lot of the traffic that come past our venue, you know, into our event space to see the art installation. Obviously not the big picture that we'll have over the next 10 years, but at least the first phase of our development plans, we look to have at least off the ground before the end of the year. So we're excited to get this done. I'm also very excited to begin announcing our plans for our health division and everything we've been working towards on the health division, which is equally as exciting.
Well, I'll tell you what, it's been an exciting interview, a great interview, and I want to give you the opportunity to give your vision or at least a closing thought or comment to your existing investors, as well as the potential new investors that might be listening. What should we know about your company as we close out this interview?
A couple things. One is we have a very friendly note holder, and we are working with our note holder to reconsolidate our debt into a much friendlier aspect for our shareholders. Secondly, I want to just point that our market cap is $500,000 or less currently. We have physical assets that are valued far more than our market cap. Just in our CBD inventory that's sitting, we're valued at over $3 million in CBD inventory, not alone the land acquisition that we just got done and all the other things we're doing. I believe if we're correct on this project and we build Destino Ranch into the project, I see it coming. I believe that we're going to present a very strong value proposition that we're able to substantiate to our shareholders. And that's what I'm excited for. I'm also excited to show the world what we're doing in the health division, what we're doing in the entertainment division, what we're doing in the technology division. There's so much more coming on all three of our aspects within this company. And I believe I'm going to show the world how promising our future looks for everyone involved.
I love it. The confidence level is at an 11, and I think that's great on a scale of 1 to 10. And I think it's a great time for you to add GTVH to your watch list. Do your own due diligence. A great place to do that is at the Investor Brand Network. Stefan, thank you so much for your time today.
Stuart, I appreciate it. Thank you so much.
All right. For Stefan Dalsgaard of Golden Triangle Ventures, this is Stuart Smith saying thanks so much for listening.
The Bell to Bell podcast is an original content production powered by IBN, a multifaceted financial news and publishing company that delivers next-generation corporate communication solutions. Utilizing proprietary corporate communication tools such as news aggregation and syndication, social communication, and brand awareness techniques, among others, IBN introduces both public and private companies to diverse audiences to enhance reach and recognition. IBN may receive compensation for services and solutions provided to its client partners. You should assume that the owners, officers, and directors of IBN or financial analysts mentioned in this production may hold a position in and may intend to trade the securities in their own accounts. This production is not an offer or recommendation to buy or sell any securities that may be mentioned in this production. The information in this broadcast is presented solely for informative purposes and is not intended to be or should it be construed as investment advice. As in all investments, investment in the featured companies carries inherent investment risk. Listeners should review the companies thoroughly with a registered investment advisor or registered stockbroker. This production by IBN is not purported to be a complete study of the featured company or other companies mentioned. Information used in statements of fact have been obtained from featured companies and other sources but not verified nor guaranteed by IBN as to completeness and accuracy. Such information is subject to change without notice. Please see IBN's full disclaimers and disclosures at www.ibn.fm/disclaimer.